This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 141. Four phrases to politely end a conversation in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation with your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Gabby Wallace, the language angel from Boston, USA. We got 50 reviews in the iTunes store this month.
We did it, guys. With your help, we've been able to get 50 reviews in the iTunes store. And as a result, as promised, we're going to create an awesome product to help you practice your English with native speakers. It will be a paid product, but it will be awesome.
It's going to be worth it.
So get ready for that. We're going to be working hard on that all summer.
Yeah.
Get ready for an awesome experience.
Yeah, we just want to thank a couple of our reviewers during this month of June. Sarah in the China iTunes store, she says, love this podcast as always. And also Schwan said, awesome. AE will launch a service for learners to connect with native speakers. Vote here again. Fingers crossed for you getting another 50 reviews.
Thank you, Schwan. Thank you for that. Thank you for helping us out. And we have Tatsuo E in the Japanese iTunes store, and it sounds like he's inspired by All Ears English. So thank you, Tatsuo. And we also have Yuki OS. He loves the podcast because he feels energy, he feels passion and friendliness.
Great.
Awesome.
Yeah, so keep your eyes open for our new service coming this fall.
Thanks, guys. So Gabby, how can our listeners become insiders with All Ears English?
Go to www.allearsenglish.com/100. It's 100.
What can they get there?
That's where you get on our email list, our insider list, where we have conversations with you on email and even sometimes on Skype.
But it's not just getting on the list. There's something even more awesome there that they can get, right?
That's right, because 100 means 100 most common phrases in the English language, an ebook that we made just for you.
Super useful, and up to today, 900 people have downloaded this ebook, so it's awesome.
In this episode, you'll witness a conversation between Lindsay and Gabby at a networking event where Lindsay tries to escape the boredom of looking at Gabby's vacation photos. Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Hey, Gabby, what's up?
Not much. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
This networking event we're at right now is really great.
Yeah, I'm having a good time tonight. I'm feeling great, meeting a lot of people.
Yeah. Oh, hey, you know what? You know, I just got back from vacation. I was in Hawaii for 2 weeks.
Super cool. Could I see your photos?
I mean, totally. Yeah, I want to show you all my photos. Let me pull them up on my phone.
Yeah, let's see a few.
Right here. Let's see. So let me go back to the first day. I was there for 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
So here's my first day. Here's a car I was driving. Okay.
Oh, that's a
and
nice
then
car.
Here's the wow. view.
Super cool.
That's just
that's
where
an
I was
awesome
driving.
View.
There's a picture from the place I stayed.
Oh,
the
gorgeous
hotel.
Sunset. Is that a sunset or a sunrise?
Sunset. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a beautiful pink sunset.
Awesome.
This is a picture of a quote I like. Let's see. If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believeth.
Okay. That's really poetic.
Oh, there's a rainbow.
Oh.
Yeah, and okay. a sign of a coffee company.
Okay, that's great. So, you know what, Gabby, actually, I really gotta get going, so...
Oh, let me just show you
fun.
One more.
That was great.
Look at this. This is the Ukulele Museum. I didn't actually get to go in, but that's a really cool place. It looks really cool.
Okay.
Picture of a theater.
Is that a building?
It is. It's a purple theater.
Oh,
and it's
okay.
So it's a theater.
You know what? I'd love to hear more, but I gotta run.
Well, wait, but this is a theater. It's a Mexican restaurant and a martial arts center. Can you believe it? Three in one.
Okay, let's see just one more, and then I gotta go.
This is Paul's convenience store. I took a picture of that.
Oh my god,
too.
Is it three already? You know what? I have to be somewhere. I'm sorry. I have to be somewhere. I'm so excited that you had a great trip.
I just want to show you the picture of the flower I took.
Okay, you know what? It was great talking to you, but I want to talk to that guy over there, so I'm going to go. I'll see you later. Take care.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
That was great. Okay.
Woo, I hope you guys made it through that.
You officially bored me to death. That's the one thing you should not do when you come back from a vacation is show everyone 2 photos max. Pick your best.
Okay. True enough. 2 photos max. That's a good lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Save your best photos for sharing.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lindsay, you were really good about trying to get out of that.
Absolutely.
You were struggling.
Yeah, and the reason we're talking about this today, guys, is we had a great question from one of our awesome listeners here in Boston. Let's do a shout-out to Lee Wen.
Hey, Lee
Wen. I hope you're listening. So she asked, you know, how to end a conversation.
An extremely boring conversation. And you want to end it politely.
Right. And so how do you do that? I mean, this is a sensitive topic. We're having fun making a bit of a joke out of it, but it can be really awkward and embarrassing.
Yeah, absolutely. So just to sort of share a few phrases that I do not recommend, what not to do is just, okay, bye.
Yeah, don't say
or see you later.
Right.
Or I have to go to the bathroom. those are a little too awkward.
Yeah, those are awkward.
A little strange.
You really need to try to maintain the relationship, maintain the... like, safe face, as we would say.
Yeah.
Right?
So Lindsay used 4 great phrases. I don't know if you guys caught them, but we're going to repeat them now, and you can feel free to repeat them after us to practice.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is, you know what? I really got to get going.
Yeah. The next one is, I'd love to hear more, but I got to run.
And the next one is, oh, I have to be somewhere.
Right, you could look down at your watch and try to make it as natural as possible.
Yeah.
The next one, it was great talking to you, but I want to talk to someone else over there. I want to talk to those guys over there, so I got to go.
Yeah, great. And, you know, this happens pretty often, actually. I think, you know, unfortunately, some people don't take the hint.
Right.
So you may have to use all 4 of these phrases.
Exactly.
So please learn all of them.
Exactly. And if you're out, like, it's easy. I'm someone who tends to get cornered by people. Like, I have a hard time actually doing this in real life because I don't want to make anyone feel bad.
Right.
And so I'll get cornered talking to somebody, you know, who's kind of boring for a half an hour.
No,
it's terrible. So I need to learn this. A little bit better.
Well, yeah, I mean, these are 4 excellent phrases. I think they're very polite, but it's legitimate that you have to leave the conversation. I mean, our time is important, so don't forget that. And especially if you are at a networking event, as we were pretending to be at a networking event, the point is to meet many people.
Yeah.
So don't spend the whole time talking to one person.
Yeah.
You know, maybe 5 to 10 minutes with each person and then use one of these phrases to move on to talk with the next person.
Yeah. This might actually be a major cultural difference too, but here in the US, time is kind of a commodity.
Mm.
Of course, it depends on what kind of event you're at, but if I think about going to a networking event, time is a commodity for me.
Yeah.
So time is money, time is, you know, time is everything.
Right.
And that's something we'll talk about in other episodes is how Americans look at time.
Yeah,
that's going to be a good one. But for now, you've got 4 great phrases that you can use to move on to someone else at a networking event or a party. So try to use them.
Awesome. Very useful.
Thanks, guys. If you want to put your ears into English more often, be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks so much for listening, and see you next time.